Wow, we're pretty lucky to, very lucky to be in this company. It's so neat to hear everybody's stories, as short as possible. My name is Carrie Roundy, and I'm from Katy, Texas, and right outside of Houston. And at the age of 9, I was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And by the age of 15, I was confined to a wheelchair, and I was told I would never walk again. When I reached the age of 18, I started being able to do a little bit of walking, mostly around the house. I couldn't stand very long. Normally, a line like this, standing this long, I'd be like, oh, I've got to sit down. Where's the chair? And I probably would have just left and sat down. Now it's kind of fun. I'm like, I can do this. This feels great. at the age of 23, I was told that I have the bone density of an 80-year-old. In fact, my L4, which is right above your hips, was -4.80. If you know what that means, -5 is as low as you can go and be on the chart. So I was 0.2 away from the lowest you could go. I had lost height. I had fragility fractures in my feet because of it. Just walking one time, I broke 2 bones in my foot, and another time, just trying on a wedding shoe. I was blessed to find a wonderful husband who married me and has taken really good care of me, and he did all the cooking, all the cleaning, all the laundry, all the grocery shopping, tried to run a traditional business from our home, and supported me through 2 pregnancies and having 2 sons, 2 beautiful sons. And then my mom found Nikan, and I was one of those people that did not want to hear it. For 2 years, I said, I really don't want you to talk to me about this. I'm really not interested. And she didn't give up. And I'll be eternally grateful. Basically, I finally had a situation. I had hives that wouldn't go away, and within 3 days, she was able to get rid of them with the technologies in the nutshell. And then I heard a tape that talked about the joint, so I started taking it. And it was a stretch. We were $100,000 in credit card debt at the time. It's not very easy for a man to take care of a family and 2 kids and everything and make money, too. But I heard the tape, and I walked into the kitchen, and he was doing dishes, which he does a lot of, and I looked at him, and I said, I need this chance. I need to take the joint. I said, I need the chance to be the kind of wife and mother I've always wanted to be. And he looked at me, and he goes, with what money? And I looked at him, and I said, we're going to close our eyes and put it on our credit card, so we're not going to think about it. And we're not that kind of people. We're like the most frugal people, always lights out when we left, you know, scrimp by with only, we call them staples, you know, bread, milk, the bare necessities. And I said, I need 60 days. I said, these people, over 95% were benefited in 68 days. I said, you give me 60 days, and if it doesn't work, I will never ask for another thing. So he said, okay. And I took 18 a day, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon, 6 at night. And after 55 days, I was running for the first time in over 20 years.
Wow.
That was May 3rd. I'll never forget the date, May 3rd of last year. By August, I could jump, and by September, I could get up and down off the floor by myself in the middle of a room without anybody's assistance or a chair or table or anything. I know it may sound silly to some of you who it's easy for, but that was a big achievement. But the greatest news I've had that some of you have heard, some of you haven't, I just had a new bone density scan done the last Friday in September. And I don't have osteoporosis anymore. Now, technically, I have osteopenia, but my numbers all improved by 34% and up to 58.2%. My L4 is now -2.2, and people say that I look taller and that I stand straighter and that I walk straighter. But another thing that happened to me just recently, which has set me back a smidge but was still really amazing, is I just fell the other day, just a couple days ago. And the last time I fell before that, I went in the emergency room. And this time I fell and I was alone. My husband was in New Braunfels doing computer consulting, and my 2-year-old was in his crib, and my 4-year-old was at preschool. Not only did I not cry, which is the first time that's ever happened for a fall, but I was able to get back up by myself. I used a lot of the products to help because I felt like I'd been in a car accident, but I still made it here, and I'm still here today.
Lady has guts.